Topic 7.7 is to recall how phosphorylation of ADP requires energy and how the hydrolysis of ATP provides an accessible supply of energy for biological processes. So recall from the previous couple of podcasts that ATP, adenosine triphosphate, is an adenine base, as you came across when looking at the structure of DNA, attached to a pentose sugar ribose, again you've seen that one before, and attached then to three phosphate groups, inorganic phosphates. So we have adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy molecule. It is synthesized by condensation from adenosine diphosphate plus an inorganic phosphate group. Energy is required in order to make these bonds, and it uses the enzyme ATP synthase. Sometimes you refer to it as ATP synthetase. To release that energy requires the enzyme ATPase. You will see a lot of books referring to all of these enzymes as being ATPases, which is going to get really confusing, sorry. So this bond that's between the third and the second phosphate group, the equation ATP plus water goes to ADP plus inorganic phosphate. The Gibbs free energy of this is minus 34 kilojoules per mole. So it's an exothermic reaction because Gibbs is negative. However, it's a rather piddly little small number compared to some of the values that you've seen in reactions you've been doing in chemistry lessons. The subsequent reactions, if you took ATP plus water and broke the bond between the first and second phosphate groups, so you'd end up with adenosine monophosphate and two inorganic phosphate groups, the Gibbs free energy of that is minus 40 kilojoules per mole. So you can see it releases more energy, but it's going to require more energy to make that bond. I'm sure there are situations where this happens, but I, for the sake of A-level, you're only going to consider the third phosphate group being broken off by hydrolysis. ATP itself, the molecule is small, so you can fit quite a lot of them into one space. It's soluble, so it can be carried in water in the cytoplasm. It's easily broken down using ATPase. It's possible for the ATP to transfer the energy in that bond to another molecule. So when it is broken down into ADP, the energy can be transferred to cause something else to change, such as when you've been looking at the sliding filament theory, causing the actin and myosin molecules to change their shape. It can't leave the cell, so the cell has a stash of energy that's not going to disappear. However, it can't be stored in large amounts. This would probably get quite unstable, and I dread to think what could happen if all of those ATP molecules started being broken down in one go. That's pretty much it for ATP.